bringing the world to your world. This is WDW Today.
It's Wednesday, September 12th, and this is episode 1625 of WDW Today. I'm Logan Sekulow.
I'm Will Haynes, still here under protest.
No, you're going to talk this.
It's already started.
If you're not going to talk,
it's already started.
We'll be mad. Okay, you're Will Haynes.
Let me guess, you don't like Soarin'.
That's great.
Oh, okay, we're going to do the same episode again.
I've seen this before. Go ahead.
This time it's a 3D movie.
Go ahead.
I think I'm Terry Weaver, but I'm already confused.
I'm Matt Lott.
And I'm the Grease.
And today we are talking about some of the new 2019 offerings as stuff starts to kind of come together of what will be a major year for positive and negatives when it comes to Walt Disney World Resort planning. We are over halfway through the year now. You're just a few months away from the Christmas season being over. And then you're going to start 2019 planning. And there's a lot of stuff. Terry said
it's a whole. You can't say it's soon to be over when it hasn't even really begun.
Whatever, well, if you're planning your next trip, most likely it's in 2019. If you're just starting to plan your trip.
Yeah.
So we need to start looking at how that's going to affect your life and your vacation, maybe more your vacation than your life. If it affects your life that much, then maybe we need to reevaluate some things. I did see Bart Scott. He said a thing that, like, you know, have you seen all the updates for the Guardians of the Galaxy ride they're building? He's saying, every day I get a new update on a big silver square that's metal square. It's like, oh, look, slightly more metal in this metal square. That's
fascinating.
There are a lot of things coming in 2019, and a lot of things changing just due to the fact that not only you're welcoming Star Wars Land, the Galaxy's Edge, which has a lot of new information that's come out recently, including the cantinas and all that, but also because they're building all the new attractions for the next anniversary year and all that. So we'll get into some of that. Before we do that, Terry, I want to briefly talk to you about you went to the Hilton Head Disney Resort?
I did.
Which I feel like is the forgotten Disney resort that no one remembers exists.
Or no one knew existed.
Yeah, people know. It's like one of those things when you're looking at the list, you're like, oh, Vero Beach.
Was
Hilton
that what,
Head.
Through DVC, like you can cash in your points to go to Hilton Head and stuff like that?
Yes, but it is a Disney full-on. Let's maybe
full-on.
Okay, it's a branded.
It's a branded
Disney resort, not like your Disney Adventures by Disney.
So let's go back in time to understand what it is. When Disney started the Vacation Club, the idea was they weren't really thinking there was going to be that much demand to have hotels on property. So they thought that they would end up building a lot of resorts in other places.
And Hilton Head,
Vero Beach. Started with Hilton Head and Vero Beach. There was thoughts that they would put one in the D.C. area and other places, which never really panned out.
That place needs a couple of smiles.
Yep.
Amen.
And so this was one of the early ones. I don't know exactly. I don't remember exactly which order, but this opened in the 90s.
Early 90s?
Late 90s, I think 98, 96. I want to say 96, 98.
Oddly enough, it's closed this week due to the hurricane.
Yeah, it's closed till the 17th.
Yeah.
Due to the hurricane coming their way. But, you know.
Opened March 1st, 1996. Yep. So 22 years ago.
Yep. There are no characters on site.
Not even, nothing.
There is, the only character on site in Hilton Head is a golden retriever named Shadow.
Interesting.
And they do a character meet and greet with a dog.
From Homeward Bound.
Is that what the dog
is? No, costume character?
It was not Shadow. That was Chance.
Shadow
and Lucky.
Was the golden retriever, not Lucky.
No.
Like, it's an actual golden retriever.
No, it's Shadow. The dog from Air Bud.
Shadow is.
You might be right.
Shadow is the golden retriever in Homeward Bound. Yeah. I know this.
He knows his Homeward Bound.
When Samantha says yes as well.
The little girl's like,
who's the voice of Shadow?
Shadow's the one who gets kind of stuck in the pit at the end.
Oh my gosh, I can't watch that movie.
Golly, and you don't know because, and then he comes in last.
Yeah, and you think that he dies. He's like, he gives up in a lame attempt to get out of a not terrible pit.
Like and the people watching that film just got done with many different emotions.
Yeah. And then he comes limping in.
And you see the dumb cat.
Yeah, that's Shadow.
I like
He's
cat.
Voiced by.
And then Chance.
No one really cared. I mean, by a normal sort of voice actor from that era.
Iago?
Iago. Oh, I saw Iago. We can talk about that too. So there, he's like a costume character.
No, he's an actual dog. There's an actual golden retriever.
Yeah, he's so Shadow straight, from Homeward Bound.
It is a Homeward Bound dog. I thought that was you heard like a mascotted version.
The story.
How
that
can
goes,
it be a branded resort?
The story
of
that
Disney
it goes with
that's
the dog.
What they do.
The photo that's on the picture looks pretty.
I see him.
It is. It is in the kind of the marshlands of the Hilton Head Island area. It is not beachfront like Vero Beach is. Literally across the street, you drive maybe a mile and a half to their beach house, which is a pool, and you get beach access, which we really liked.
Yeah.
Because it was almost like, it felt almost like a country club access to the beach.
Gotcha.
It had a nice like inside area. So if you got too hot, you could go sit inside and cool down for a while. There is no sit down dining at all. Mm-hmm. They just have two quick service dining locations. They did actually have the Adult Whip float, which I don't think I've ever seen on Disney property. So you can get the float with either your
what
choice
makes
of
it
rum.
A float?
Because it's the pineapple juice.
Oh, with the juice in it.
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay, like the regular float from the Magic Star. Yeah.
Yes. Got so the regular float, adult whipped.
Yeah. Well, soon enough, I'm sure. With the loosening up on alcohol in the Disney, you know, Disney resorts, I have a feeling that will eventually.
I will say it is the most peaceful Disney resort I've been to.
More than like Aulani.
Oh yeah, I mean
do you feel like Shadow plays
we
a role
sat
in
on
that?
We sat on our deck like and literally patrols. Could hear.
Yeah, he's a wise old dog.
Hear nothing. We had reserved a studio. What we did is it was our anniversary, and our anniversary basically falls right in the middle of the target of hurricane season. So we never, we typically if we're going somewhere like we don't book it until the very last minute. So I just got on the internet and looked. Hey, where could I go? We thought about Destin, but there was the hurricane or tropical storm, kind of still going through there. When we
would
have arrived.
Your anniversary is in the eye of the storm.
It is.
It's right there in the middle.
So we found great airfare to Savannah and decided, hey, if we're going to go to Savannah, let's see if there's any rooms at Hilton Head because we had never stayed just to kind of check the box.
Sure.
And, I mean, super nice. We got upgraded from a studio to a two-bedroom, which is a pretty big upgrade.
A lot of people going to this resort.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it wasn't very crowded.
It was your anniversary, too. I'm sure you marked that, or no?
Hmm?
Did you tell them, hey, it's my anniversary?
Yeah.
So maybe that was
maybe that.
Played into it.
I wrote it celebrating our 20th anniversary, because they always ask if you're celebrating anything on the reservations.
I do that
they've kind of changed that on the Disney World reservations. They don't really have that option anymore. Mm. It just says, like, do you need any special things? And a lot of times, I feel like it used to have a box, something you could be like, celebrating something special or other. Now they're like, no, too many people abuse this.
When
it
says, do you need any special accommodations? I typically put, yeah, I need free stuff.
Free stuff, guys.
I put, I need no pillows in my room.
No pillows?
No pillows. Just take all the pillows out, please.
Yeah, I want no sheets, just mattress.
That's danger zone, Logan.
It's creepy. It's a little weird, but you know, it's like they used to do at a Universal, they had a Horror Nights. Hotel package where they would do crazy stuff in the middle of the night.
Did it 1 year, I think.
1 year, and I think it didn't go so well.
A little frightening.
Yeah, people would bust in your room and blood would appear on the windows. It was great.
So my thoughts on Hilton Head, if you're going to Hilton Head, sure, go. Don't make a special trip. Don't drive out of your way. Don't plan something.
Like if you were to compare it hotel-wise... Because it doesn't have a sit-down restaurant.
Nope.
Doesn't like those are the things that's kind of like. So it's not even really a resort.
Nope.
Do they have their own golf course?
Nope. It's nestled right in this like.
It's like a Marriott courtyard.
Well, it's literally like in the little area that they're in. Shoreline Village.
Sure.
There's a bunch of other like hotels and like Marriott Vacation Club.
Okay, so it is that kind of.
But there's a lot of like
timeshares. A lot of timeshares.
A lot of timeshares. And Michael just said, sounds like a Red Roof Inn. It's definitely nicer than it's a very nice, peaceful place. The pool is very small. Mm. I know people that have larger pools than that in their backyard. It's not very big.
Good selling on this one, Terry.
That small?
It seems just like a...
I got to look this up now.
Well,
just another little line item on, as far as like a perk to DVC.
Yeah. No, I do watch a lot of points. Pool Kings, so don't know that.
You like a lot of Pool Kings?
You ever watch that show where they build
72,000 gallons.
because I will say this, like that if you're gonna buy Disney Vacation Club and you look at it and they just had the normal Disney World resort stay or, you know, limited offerings there, all that stuff, you might not get it. But then if you start seeing like, oh, there's Hilton Head, oh, there's Key West, oh, there's all these other places, and I guess you buy into it.
It's certainly not huge. I'm looking at the full pictures. It's a...
Talking about the one with the slide?
It's got a small tower slide.
I don't know a person with a pool this large.
How do you not have a golf course in Hilton Head?
I don't know a person with a pool this size, but I don't know of a smaller other than you could say like the Cozy Cone, you know, like the offshoot mini pools that are at resorts.
Right.
Like it looks like one of those. Like one of those, like, oh, we put this one over near the building over here. Just so you have it. I like that Cozy Cone pool.
Looks like a small resort pool.
Yeah. All right. Well, so I think that's a good review of it.
Major question for me.
Don't recommend it, but if you're there, maybe take a look.
Anything with the Carolinas for me, it's like how close in proximity is this to where they filmed Dawson's Creek? And I looked it up. It's 4 hours and 41 minutes. Yep. So there's another reason to go.
That's a bit of a haul.
It's a long ways off, but Terry has made it sound worth it.
All right. Well,
Did they shoot Homeward Bound near there?
That's why they got Shadow.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like,
no, Homeward Bound is in San Francisco, right?
Yep. Pretty sure.
Scenes. I mean, they could have just.
They have shot it there, but it doesn't take place.
Sauntered on over. I don't know.
Or is
what
Homeward
they
Bound
did.
2
the
lost
only
in
fact
San Francisco.
That I know about Homeward Bound is that 4 different dogs played the role of Shadow.
He's been
that is actually
a lot.
Yes, it is called Homeward Bound 2 Lost in San Francisco.
Oh.
Which I made as a joke for name is
that's actually the name.
That's the name of the movie.
Homeward Bound the Incredible Journey is the first.
Is the original one. And I don't know where that takes place. It takes place in Michael J. Fox is hanging out. That's all I know. All right. So, let's talk 2019. Terry, you sent us an email with all of these changes. We've talked about some of these before, but I think it is good to start going over.
It's just
over.
When you start looking at them in mass and realize how much growth and change.
So let's talk the most recent one. Let's talk ones that are changing the most the soonest. So on November 10th, Terry listed on here, Artist Point is closing a signature. What does that mean?
It's closing and it's becoming Snow White's Storybook Dining just for dinner.
Like forever.
Forever.
Like Artist Point is done.
Artist Point as it is, right? The name is going to stay the same, but it will be Snow White's Storybook Dining featuring Grumpy, Dopey, and an experience with the Evil Queen. Because you know that time in the movie Snow White where they went to the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And like,
I remember that vividly.
I mean, look, Snow White, classic. Don't feel like this is the most like relevant character dining experience for 2018. Like, if this was, I mean, you could work in a Frozen, because it's like the wilderness.
Yeah.
You could work in a lot of different characters, Rapunzel. And I feel like it doesn't really make any sense, but it makes more. Well, I mean, I don't know. None of it makes sense. It just feels like an odd one to throw out there. People love their villains, though.
Right.
So and maybe that's why.
Well, what's weird is there's already kind of a kid-friendly dining in this hotel.
Yeah.
So you're taking away. But if you, in the context of all of what's going to potentially be signature dining locations that we're going to talk about later. It probably doesn't.
It counterbalances.
It will counterbalance itself later.
So, I mean, that's soon. That's in like 4 weeks that that's happening. So November 10th, more than 4 weeks, but, you know, 8 weeks, that'll change over. So, you know, keep an eye on that as things are changing. You said currently a new Marriott under construction in Bonnet Creek. Any updates on that? Or just know that there's about.
Other than somebody fell off the building when I was there and passed away. That was the big news.
Uplifting. Let's move on.
I always leave it to Terry to bring the show down to that level.
Opposite of uplifting. If they
downlifting. Yeah.
Go ahead.
All right. So that's okay.
Next.
Now, are all of these confirmed or are some of these rumored?
Yeah, some of it.
The only one that's not 1,000% confirmed.
You can't have 1,000%, Terry. 100% means it's official.
Is that the Backyard Barbecue is officially closing, but there are no reservations. There are permits filed basically to tear it down, to do construction there.
Which that stinks because we've been talking about that for months. It's a big
great
park.
Experience.
I'm going to it.
It's good.
This month.
That will be a bummer. I can't say I'm super surprised just due to.
What if they're just concerned Grease is going to ruin it?
And also, like, it's not something you really want to do that much in the winter.
But they're just preemptively knowing that I'm just going to go up in there and burn it down.
That's what I mean.
You're
going to
set up shop. You're going to
want
to live there.
Well, I mean, you know, when you offer unlimited Bud Heavies.
Oh, it's Bud Light.
Don't get him started.
It's Bud Light?
I think it's Bud Light.
Oh, okay. No. No. They don't have that here.
Exactly.
Miller Lite.
This one's interesting. This one just came out 2 days ago. Is that officially? Is that there's a new hotel coming to, you said, where, basically in the Swan and Dolphin area.
Yeah, and the tennis courts, it's being developed. They haven't officially said what it's going to be. I've heard that it's going to be a, I think I've heard the brand, the Bohemian brand.
Mm. Oh, so those are great. I've stayed in the Bohemians. There's a Bohemian already in Orlando.
There's one in downtown
Orlando. Yeah, and there's one in downtown Orlando that's a great hotel. I would totally consider that as a great option.
Yep, 14 stories, 349 rooms.
So not huge.
And 198 will be traditional, and then 151 suites.
And a lot of, looks like a lot of meeting space and such too. So another kind of convention-y-ish hotel.
Yeah, so I mean, I imagine they're probably going to receive similar perks of the Swan and Dolphin.
Yeah, I don't know why not.
Like the boat access.
Yep.
They're
going to be 21,000 suite of square feet of meeting space, which in the meeting space world isn't a ton.
No.
But it's
something.
It's what they're doing is they're trying to
move. If you're hosting the thing.
Right. They're trying to move their smaller convention business outside of the Swan and Dolphin into.
Yeah, maybe that's not bad.
Yeah.
But I think that's a plus. Chris just said on Facebook, by the way, you can watch on Facebook Live. We broadcast these shows either Mondays or Tuesdays before the episode's released. You can always hear it ahead of time. Said he heard there will be another backyard barbecue style dining in the future, but it will be smaller. It is a big experience, but that is a bummer. I enjoyed it. All right. I mean, these are a lot. This is a whole lot to deal with. Did it say at all when the new hotel would open, Swan and Dolphin? And what does McNair think about another? Yes. Let's not ask.
No one cares.
Just don't want to ask. What's the...
What's he think about that skyline?
And what are they going to do? Is it going to be another animal? I would like to see another animal. Swan, dolphin, and...
Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Raptor. Oh, look at that.
Dinosaur. Definitely a dinosaur.
I did
text. I'm a raptor man myself. No.
More of a T-Rex guy.
T-Rex and raptor is the universal version of swan and dolphin. It's the same buildings.
Right.
They just have a T-Rex and a raptor. It's kind of a good idea. Y'all should steal that.
I mean, I did text McNair when I was there that there's a huge gondola tower right at when you come in the international gateway.
Oh yeah, it's like staring you in the face, and it does. That's the only thing. I love the idea of the gondolas. A lot of people hate them. I like the ideas. The thing of like this ruins the perspective of a lot of World Showcase. Yeah, kind of. A lot of the little trickery.
Yeah, it's going.
It looks a little weird. Like your Eiffel Tower now looks like a toy.
Well, sitting on so top. Far you can't. If you look from World Showcase, it's harder to see. Unless you're looking from the bridge, but if you're kind of in the in the circle, you're okay. What's interesting about that is they're moving all those gondolas behind World Showcase, so they kind of go in the backstage area.
Yeah.
And that place is not somewhere you'd want to see from an aerial view.
It's pretty rough.
It's pretty, so I'm assuming they're going to have to really clean that up to make that work.
All right. Well, there you go. What else we got on this list? Let's see. Terry?
Caribbean Beach is getting a new restaurant. Called Sebastian's Bistro.
And this was which restaurant?
I believe Shutters at Old
Shutters. Port. I think that's right. Shutters.
Yep. Shutters.
And they're kind of redoing their that whole building is closed right now. But I've seen pictures in there, and this is even on the Disney Parks blog of like pictures for Sebastian's Bistro. And it looks like really nice and clean.
It looks kind of like another sort of, I don't want this to be a negative for this one, a nice hotel restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Like not overly themed, some nice art.
Kind of looks like it could also belong on the boardwalk area too. Like it just kind of open floor.
It feels a little like Flying Fish on the inside with a nice
Terry, what do you see? What do you see in that picture?
What picture?
Blue shiplap. It's in there. What do you eat at this bistro?
Crap.
I'm assuming you're going to eat Sebastian.
And his family?
Yeah, just
it's a big family.
It's a big family, and he looks very happy to see them all go.
He's an evil crab.
He is.
He tried to get Ariel to not leave.
He's quotations uplifting.
Is he like a secret villain, Sebastian?
Yes.
I don't see why not.
Yes. When you really start to think about it.
He's definitely trying to keep
them
all in place.
I'd rather not really try to start thinking about it, and I'd just like to take it at face value.
Does it say,
is Ursula that bad? She gave her what she wanted.
Boom.
She knew the deal.
There was,
It was a legit deal, and they made the deal. What makes her evil?
And you can't really smile at Flounder either, because he was facilitating this hoarding.
He's
underwater
kid.
Hoarding.
Yeah, he's
he
a
was
child.
Just like, yeah, go for it. Get all those knives and forks.
This is deep.
Locate it. Since we locate along the waterfront, we'll feature beautiful views and warm island hospitality. I feel like that's a complete, like, that is the most marketing sentence I've maybe ever heard.
Yeah, that's copywriting
warm
at its best.
Island hospitality. Because, like, can you explain what that means? Because I can't. Not without it sounding real weird. It's like, well, you ever been to an island?
It's warm there.
Warm.
And they're hospitable.
I like cold island hospitality myself.
Like an island, like a glacier.
Yes.
I you like say, cold glacier hospitality.
It's the best.
If you do it's end chilling. Up getting lobster tail here, I do appreciate them at least saying it's market fresh ingredients. A little nod to the market price you're going to have to pay for that lobster tail.
Get them grease.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I love a good lobster tail at market price.
Speaking of market price.
I hate the word market price. You go in there, you see what you want, and you're like, I want that.
Isn't it about the happiest time of the year for you? Isn't it about time for you to...
Oh, we're getting close.
Yeah, I was wondering about that.
Yeah, endless shrimp. We'll talk about it later on the show. But yeah,
that's
endless
an aside.
Shrimp. There's a lot of shrimp that's going to be consumed this month.
That aren't
going
to end?
I'm going, too. As long as I get invited. Not like the Fantasy Football League, which I did not get invited to. But to
you know my
the,
team? Because I'm terrible.
Logan and I are sharing his team.
Some people are not even supposed to be in that league.
What?
Nothing.
We're talking endless
Moving
shrimp.
Moving on.
I think endless shrimp would be dangerous because I think I would be embarrassed of how many I actually could eat. Like, I make fun of you enough.
No, it's
and
not
everyone
an embarrassment.
Makes,
it's an accomplishment.
No, it's
I will
not.
Say this. When I work very hard and train my body to eat a lot and you can casually beat me... That's when you should probably start judging yourself.
No, I didn't beat him. I stopped like a normal person would.
There's a couple people that didn't
We're talking about, this is at Red Lobster, brother.
This is, yeah, this is a
this
challenge.
This episode is brought to you by Red Lobster. God, I only wish. Red Lobster, if you're listening.
Do you please. Say the Red Lobster?
The.
Yeah, red you put a lobster. The on it.
Well, I say the Kroger's.
Yeah.
I just say Red Lobster. Did I say the Red Lobster? Did I say the Red Lobster?
You said the Red Lobster.
The Walmart's. I didn't mean to.
You said brought to you by the Red Lobster.
I don't know. It's just like a
you know
singular
what? The
lobster.
Red Lobster, you get your, if you're a general manager, your name on the dadgum cornerstone.
Engraved.
Yeah.
That's right.
You know what I don't like is the Home Depot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. More doing.
No, but they say that. August.
That's
thank
the
you
power
for shopping at
of
the Home
Doom
Depot.
Depot.
I don't like this
the
called
Home
the Home Depot. That is like a Mandela effect. Like, I never knew it was the Home Depot until I'm checking out in the self checkout. Goes, thank you for shopping at the Home Depot. It's like, whoa, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I just usually do the HD for short, but then I get confused
THD.
When I'm talking about my computers and
yeah,
my,
you're confusing
my
me
computer
right
screen
now.
And my TV screens.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I know what
ever
you mean.
Been there?
That makes me sad.
Okay. When are they going to open up a deer jerky or a beef jerky restaurant?
When you finally
Disney?
Go after your dream
game.
And do it.
Well, now that they're opening a Snow White storybook themed in Wilderness Lodge, I'm expecting not soon.
Yeah, because Wilderness Lodge.
How does
would
Leslie
be the
feel about the
it?
Change of Artist Point? She ticked.
We almost considered going down for like
a final trip,
a final
because it was like we were like it was your home resort restaurant.
Well, it
not
was
home
when
resort,
we
but where you got
one?
Married.
We did get married, but it was where we went the night. We was a kind of like our first like
which
big
one?
Artist Point.
Gotcha.
Yeah, we went back. I'm sorry. And so we thought about doing that for a Grant movie right also, but then it's just like by the time you make the trip, like I had a good experience. It's fine.
You're gonna shut
what
it
are
down
you eating
again
now, Terry. Like, what's your go to? Like, we every time you and your wife go, you always go to what restaurant?
Morimoto.
Right. Currently Morimoto. If Leslie's with me, we normally do Primetime Cafe. We normally do probably California Grill. We never did a Flying Fish until recently. But interestingly, some of the menu items from Artist Point have kind of creeped their way over to Flying Fish. And so it really just depends on like what kind of trip, if we have a longer trip or a shorter trip.
Right.
But California Grill is pretty much a norm. We normally try to do at least one signature dining.
Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just wondering. Because, I mean, you know, when my wife and I, when we go to California, the first place we go is In-N-Out Burger. I just was wondering if there's just a staple.
Everybody does. That's the welcome center for California.
I think mine right now would be a Morimoto Boathouse. are probably the two we go to.
Well, I'm glad we're going to Morimoto first night we get there.
Hey, we're going to talk about Morimoto now.
Yeah, and then the Void.
Then Bread Service. Then Bread the Service. Void. And then
we'll
Night
we'll keep going.
2019. Put a bow on it.
Yeah.
New Tower at Coronado Springs. Whoop-de-doo. No, it features
no,
the
that's,
new...
it's pronounced hoop-de-doo. I've been saying it wrong my entire life.
I thought it was hoop-de-da.
Whoop-de-doo.
It was a joke.
Yep.
I think I just got the joke.
Buzzing.
Rob Lott did just start watching on the live stream, who happens to be a sick.
Good, I'm
six
not going to say
slogan.
Anything bad about him. No. Rob Lott. He's your relative.
Is he?
Is it's a lot, isn't it?
Olaf? That's just Rob Lott.
Oh. Is it Rob A. Lott?
Rob That's his middle name, I believe.
Terry, but I can't
read
tell
it as
you're
Rob
saying.
Law.
Or is it the Rob Lott?
Rob Lott.
That's
his social media moniker.
All right.
So what were we talking about? We were talking about New Tower, Coronado Springs.
Coronado Springs. Okay.
So they're just building a new tower, a ton of rooms, and they have confirmed that there'll be a rooftop dining destination.
Up on the roof.
Which is interesting because...
Yeah, I don't want to be closer to the sun in Florida. Can I just say that? Like, you
go
know
at
what
night.
I mean? Like,
nighttime.
Where's like the speakeasy basement stuff? Like,
have
I would
that.
Love to do that.
Mediocre. All right. Well, I think we can just kind of bypass that one. We've talked about this one before, the space themed restaurant. Is there any new information on that, or is it just that it's coming next year?
This
currently
is
next year, or not even next year.
I'm
maybe.
Excited about this.
Currently
one.
Having construction delays, from what I understand.
Wait. Disney having construction delays on something?
It takes time to get to space, Will.
Oh, because space,
we haven't done it before.
Because
do we need more space if you're getting all of Star Wars?
Yeah.
I mean, not really, because that's not really even space.
They have plenty of space.
Are we talking about
at
outer
Disney.
Space?
If you look at the
about...
aerial maps, you can see there's plenty of space, especially if you go to Epcot. You could put the new... World Showcase place. There's an open space there.
Wait, there's a new World Showcase?
Alternate universe?
I have a model at my house called the New World Showcase. And
is there going to be a Sebastian celebration of cannibalism at that place too?
It's just cannibalism
it's
Christopher Columbus in
Got
the
it.
New World
Christopher
Showcase.
Columbus's cannibalistic celebration. Quadruple C.
I
can't unsee Flounder being an enabler of hoarding.
That's completely what he did. He's like, yeah, put that over there. Keep going. Terrible.
So, did Triton know what all these things were, by the way? Because
He was
I
shocked.
I think his daughter was driving him insane.
He could also hang out in oxygen. It seemed fine.
True. And I would say daughters, plural, because that Joker had a 1,000 daughters. Yeah. I don't know if you remember the beginning of the movie, but they were
Greek mythology.
Every which away. There's another daughter of mine. What
How come
I
they're not the Little Mermaid?
Right. Which mermaid? That's the
Which one gets called the Little Mermaid? The one who doesn't want to be a mermaid.
That's the middle-aged mermaid. We don't talk about
All
her.
The ones that wanted to be mermaids, they don't even get to be called the Little Mermaid. Who's the Little Mermaid? The one who wanted legs.
That one. Yep.
You should call that the mermaid that wanted to be a human.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a black sheep.
Exactly. Yep. Nailed it.
Red Moon.
Red Moon?
Blood Moon.
Yep.
So anyway, ugliest duckling.
Oh.
Red Cow.
Yeah.
I'm interested in
y'all
the
see
space
that red cow?
Restaurant.
Brown cow.
It's the end of the world, by the way.
The Red Cow is
just
born.
Just so you know.
I'm not going to get too deep into
the
this.
The Red Heifer has
been born. We're going to leave it
this
at that.
This is the end of it.
Oh. So thank y'all for listening.
Really?
Yes.
Because 1993 me is getting real freaked out right now.
I'll send you the article.
1993 and me is a new website I have.
It brings out all the stuff from your childhood.
You throw it in spit, and they send you back things from your childhood. You just get like a talk boy. And
you get
what'd you get this
boy.
One? It's a Game Gear. Where did you find this?
I got a Sega Genesis, and I'm still just as disappointed.
I got Death of Superman.
Perfect.
So go to 1993andme.com. 93andme would be the greatest.
Playing some handheld games.
Exactly.
That, just black and white screen. Paper boy. Throw paper that way.
Oh,
paper that way. Ah, crud, I crashed. There was a pothole.
Yeah. Hit the dog.
Jeffrey said, not to get us out of 93andme, Jeffrey Martin says, Triton has 7 daughters, each one representing the 7 Z's.
I get it.
How would you know that? Is Ariel one of the 7 or is she a bonus?
She's an 8 C's.
How would you know that?
That's real specific.
So, in Hans Christian Andersen's story.
The original tale.
Yeah.
Oh.
He put his mind was blown, a little mind blown emoji. By the way, I'm adjusting my shoe.
Maybe he just found it out.
Oh, Logan, you're doing weird
things,
man. My
insole is all messed up.
Your insole?
You got some orthotics?
Your insole is the sole inside of your soul.
It has this so I don't, it doesn't too much. If I don't put this thing in there, I get too much airflow.
But what you were saying, Jeffrey, is mind blown.
Triton Seven Daughters. Oh. Mind blown. So good to know.
So the Space Themes restaurant is running a little behind schedule because the test track, when the cars go around, it is shaking the entire building.
Good. Another good reason to get rid of test track. I said it. We were all
okay.
Thinking
well,
it.
I
threw it out there. Everybody's agreeing.
Soarin' and Spaceship Earth, and the world would be a better place.
You know what I feel like
what?
Get the you cars could ride? Time that actually pretty cool. That if, like, you Rainforest Cafe'd it, it's like every time you looked around, you had, like,
there was
an asteroid or
some,
a rocket flying by.
Yeah. Come on,
except
guys.
It would be, like, every 20 seconds.
It would be every 20. Yeah.
That's true. Maybe you could figure out a way, though, to incorporate it. Or, let's see, I'm trying to see if there's any other comments based on this. Based on hair color, Ariel is the Red Sea.
Oh.
But that's not one of the seven. Red Sea is
no,
part
that's
of
a
the
smaller
seven seas.
Sea. It's also like, there's not like a purple sea.
Which one is Lake Michigan?
Who's the Dead Sea?
Ursula.
Ursula is clearly that Dead
no.
Sea.
Is she a daughter?
No, wait. Logan, none of this is real.
Oh gosh, that'd be a twist if you found out that Ursula was
what
the
if
middle
it was,
age mermaid.
Or Ariel's mother.
Oh, man. We're getting into the
weeds. We're getting into the
yeah.
Is this canon?
The youngest of the seven
flaw.
Daughters is Ariel.
Okay.
According to
so she is the
Little Mermaid.
Mermaid okay.
By
Mermaidopedia.
By Hans.
Well, this is in the Disney's The Little Mermaid. I don't know. I haven't read the Hans Christian Andersen one.
Hans from Frozen. And then there's Kristoff from Frozen. Because they were Hans Christian Andersen.
Bingo. Bango.
It's bongo. True.
Really?
Anne said she did paddlefish for the first time, tableside guacamole, lobster guacamole for life. If you are looking in the meantime, we know we talked about some seafood options. It is a great option. I've only been there once or twice since it wasn't Fulton's. Yep. But we actually liked Fulton's. A lot of people gave it some grief. I liked it. You never had to wait, which is probably part of the reason I liked it.
I don't want to wait.
But it's pretty darn good. I've only been once or twice since the redo, but it's nice.
I did see that... the Max and Enzo's and the all of that new family of restaurants there.
Yeah.
They're doing 40% off right now for pass holders. So they're definitely
needing it.
Definitely needing
it. I had
a
pretty mediocre experience there, so I could see why.
Yeah, I think trying to be like, we messed it up the first time, give us another chance.
Mm. Okay, so space themed restaurant in testing. So but probably the next couple of years it'll be there. Maybe not 2019.
I haven't seen a date on that.
Okay. All right, you said New Japan?
Yeah, New Japan Wrestling's opening up.
Now, this we talked about back in May. Is there any been any update, or is this just a rumor? Is this one of the rumors?
No, this is confirmed. There's a new location. There's been specifics about the kind of theming that'll have. What was in the? It will be the restaurant setting will draw both from nature and Takumi, which means artisan in Japanese.
All right, we'll see how it goes. That'll be in the Japan Pavilion and. One of the last ones for restaurants you brought up is this Wolfgang Puck Bar and Grill coming.
Town Center.
Explain to me, because I feel like there's been Wolfgang Puck for
Wolfgang Puck
25 years.
Closed its location.
Yeah, okay.
The one that was next to Bongo's, which I've also been told Bongo's is closing.
Yeah, I mean, I've not been in the West Side.
Seriously, about time.
I've not been in that air or Marketplace, whatever it is. Which one's that? That's the Market.
West Side.
That's right. West Side's what I said first. I have not been over there in a long time. Like, I'll be honest, like, we should go over there and check out a store that we liked over there. When you're in the new Disney Springs area, it's kind of like, hey, I don't want to make my way over there. Why? Yeah. Let's go to the House of Blues. And then there's a bunch of constructions. You can see the new NBA town.
The House of Blues.
When?
Bachelor Party.
Well, that was 11 years ago.
Yeah. BP.
Went and saw NOFX.
Boom.
But, so there's a new Wolfgang Puck.
New Wolfgang Puck's Bar and Grill, which is the same restaurant that he has in Las Vegas.
What is it? I don't know much about Wolfgang Puck other than the Express.
It was a different.
Kind of surprised because like Emerald's closed or is closing. I think closed.
Emerald's is closed and
yeah, gone.
Both of them.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's sort of the celebrity chefs of the 90s. I kind of didn't expect to come back. I kind of like Wolfgang Puck to be like, all right, I had my time. Mm-hmm. I mean, very respected and all that, great, but I feel like. we had a Wolfgang Pucks here in Nashville for years and years, and eventually it was just like, the time has come.
Yeah.
So it's kind of surprising to me that it's back.
Well, Nashville's kind of going away from like the name brand stuff coming in here, and it's really kind of more like boutique restaurants.
I mean, this was even in the burbs, you had the Wolfgang Puck. I mean, it wasn't like...
Yeah.
So, and that was kind of similar to the one they had at Disney Springs when it was downtown Disney. Well, that's interesting.
What's it? We've eaten at the Express, right?
That's what
it
was
in the hotel in Vegas when we were there.
You're talking about something different.
Yeah. I think that's right.
Yeah, I think we ate there one time.
I don't remember.
In the hotel.
And then there's a new, Anne Marie reminded us of this, that Jaleo by Jose Andres is coming to the west side as well, which will be Spanish tapas, paella, sangria. So that sounds fun.
Say that 10 times fast.
Hey, oh, yeah. And yes. Then, so I think, and then plus the NBA, whatever that thing is that they're building where Disney Quest is.
Yeah. Basketball?
That'll be new dining.
Yeah, the NBA is the National Basketball Association.
I've heard of it. Yep.
I'm actually excited about the Riviera Hotel that's coming. That's the new DVC resort that'll have supposedly two different rooftop dining locations.
They're going all in on the rooftop.
But both of these are said to have view of nighttime spectaculars. You'll get whatever the next version of Illuminations will be, which I've been told that it's going to be a drone show of sorts mixed with some of the current kind of fireworks. And
yeah, I feel like they tested the drone thing a couple of years ago and it went pretty well. It is weird to me though that like and Universal's done this as well. You introduce the new technology and you premiere it for like 3 months and then you don't hear about it again for years. And it's a little odd. Like, I mean, like you build people up, like they did the drone thing. It had some issues. It worked most of the time, but then it disappeared. It didn't even come back for last Christmas. Right. I don't think it did. So that's a little odd. Universal did the VR stuff and then they just have never even addressed that they did it. It was like, oh, pretend that never happened. So it's just a lot.
The issue with the drones is that the battery life is the problem. They have to basically launch them all, which takes, I mean, they're launching hundreds of them.
Yeah.
And then they have to get them in formation. And then I think they have like 3 or 4 minutes that they can actually do a show with them. And then they have to turn around.
Recharge.
Or turn around, land. So, I mean,
Disney can afford like 3 or 4 sets.
This is the disadvantage with robots. You should fly a marching band up there
and just
get them in formation. They'll do it.
Yeah, so you guys know, because I did find the confirmation, Emeralds did close July 7th. So it's been gone for a couple months.
Oh, like the Virginian Steakhouse.
Yeah, so it's been gone for a couple months. I knew it was coming. And
what was close on July 7th?
Emeralds. Emeralds Orlando gone. So I am curious. I go down to Horror Nights on Friday to see what, I assume the sign's down, like what's going to, I don't know, they've announced what's coming in its place. No, this isn't Universal Podcast. I'm not exactly sure, but I'd have to take a look at that. So
Dave just asked if there's a date for Riviera. They haven't officially announced a date yet. I'd imagine that it'll open based on what construction looks like. Construction for that tower and the Caribbean Beach Tower look about the same right now. And so I would imagine they will both be summer 2019. I think based on sales, if you kind of look at how DVC is selling Wilderness Lodge, they're going to need another resort open by the they're going to need to be able to start selling something else the beginning of next summer. And so I would imagine that will come online. They try to stay one or two ahead, basically, of demand.
Yeah. And looking at this, the rumors at Emeralds is that it will be its own Universal branded restaurant, much like they've really kind of done that. Now, instead of replacing them with a name brand, it's been, let's replace it with like Toothsome's or something like that. So they said they may be called the Big Fire Grill. So we'll see about that. Yeah, I think that's a pretty good look into some of the changes that are coming in 2019. Anything else you want to address?
Obviously, the gondola will probably be open by the
gondolas,
next summer.
Star Wars, and obviously Star Wars is going to have lots of dining options. Is it Uga's Cantina? Or Olga? Or Uga? Agus? Uga's? They really haven't said how you say it, but you know, it's on there.
I want to open a restaurant called Uga Chagas.
Mm-hmm. I'll be there.
Mykonos.
Back to 93 in me.
Will and I's favorite Greek restaurant.
Returns
reopen
eventually.
So no, they're open.
Oh, officially.
I may go Thursday or Friday if I don't have much going on by myself.
Here's to that.
Which, if you're looking for great Greek food and want to drive about 70 minutes in traffic to Longwood, Florida. Or if you're local, and I haven't been since they reopened, so who knows? Maybe with a new kitchen comes out.
It's so good.
Sometimes, though, with...
They better not ruin it.
You know, it's been closed about 2 years. So they finally reopened. Mykonos, Greek cuisine or something like that. It's in Longwood, Florida, in one of the public shopping centers.
Used to be Albertsons.
Former Albertsons shopping centers. And yeah, I hope to check it out. It is something about those restaurants when they do the reopen in a new location. There's sometimes where you're like...
A lot of times it kills it.
It's the grill. The grill, it was so greasy and gross that it had some sort of
aged
flavor.
And they oddly are within the same...
It's in the same shopping center,
different space. And the wonderful Japanese grill burned down. It never came back.
It burned down 20 years ago. Yeah.
But I'm just saying.
It's where I learned to use chopsticks.
Me too.
Yeah.
We learned to use chopsticks at that hibachi.
Did you put the paper in between?
No.
Like,
real
ones. When we became adults.
No, I'm pretty sure that's fake.
You shut up.
When we became men.
I've seen you use chopsticks now and it looks pretty elementary. I think you probably.
I didn't say I could do it well.
Yeah,
but
that's true. That is very true.
If you see my handwriting, also terrible. Doesn't mean I can't write, read and write.
Logan, you're a child.
That's what Grease is saying.
I'm a child chicken. I have a third. I have the handwriting of a third grader.
Or a doctor. Yeah.
Maybe not even a third grader. Maybe a kindergartner. My son's very close to my handwriting right now, and he's not quite six.
That's me. Yeah, I agree.
Why do you even need it anymore?
Agree to disagree. I think we disagree.
I don't even think we agree.
Full on agree.
All right.
I think what's interesting with all these changes coming is just a reminder of how much growth they're preparing for Star Wars. Not to mention the Star Wars
Hotel.
I mean, just how many more people they're expecting on property.
Yeah, I think there's going to be so much more now. So much more is happening. Epcot's getting the full redo. All that stuff is happening. We just don't know a lot of details. These are the stuff we have the details on in a little bit more of a time frame. Most of these are coming next year to hopefully, you know, and we'll have the new Mickey and Minnie train ride, whatever it's called. I forget what they call it exactly, but you know what I'm talking about. Whatever replaced the Great Movie Ride.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have a few other attractions that'll be open as well. And I'm debating still Friday if I go to Pixar or go to Toy Story Land, see it.
Oh, that's right. Your Halloween Horror Nights opening party.
I will be in
weekend.
Halloween Horror Nights this weekend and enjoying my time there. The 80s-themed Horror Nights experience.
Neato.
Mm.
I did see some people trolling them. Not so scary this year. It's like, hey, you want to go to Horror Nights? What is it? It's like $80 and you get 10 haunted houses and all these things. It's like, you want to go to Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party? It's like $80 and you get candy. I did see Vampirina, though. I felt like a grown man watching without my children about 11 o'clock last night on my phone watching, oh, here's how they introduced Vampirina to the parks. Which they pulled her up in the train in front of the Magic Kingdom. They let her come out, sing a couple songs.
Spoiler alert.
No, you can see it again. It's a one-time only event.
Oh, okay.
This was her first thing. I mean, maybe they're doing it every night, but I don't think so. Because they said, we're welcoming Vampirina to the Magic Kingdom. It was like her. She got just terrified.
She went crazy.
I love the way your daughters say Vampirina.
All right.
Vampirina!
Yeah, that's true. They got accents.
Certainly. They didn't.
But it was kind of fun. Perfect. Vampirina is in Not So Scary Halloween Party, and then we'll be... I believe has been added to the courtyard, animation courtyard in Hollywood Studios, and will be in the new show whenever it does open for the little ones, for the Disney Junior Dance
Disney
Party.
Disney Junior.
Dance Party, which will be opening up later in the year. So, pretty cool.
Is Disney just going to be terrible for a couple of years when Star Wars opens? I feel like it is.
Oh, is it going to get like busy or something? Come on, Grease. It's always busy.
What? No, it's not always. I mean,
one of my buddies owns a vacation property that he rents out, does that. And he's like,
he's looking forward to it.
He's like, my 2019 is full. Like, you see his schedule, it's just like blocked out from pretty much the summer on. And it's crazy. It's crazy.
I think those people are going to be real disappointed when it's not open by the end of the summer.
Whoa.
Well, he's even saying, like, into next Christmas. Like, right. When it will be open. I think it'll be open.
I think it'll be open by Christmas, but much before then, I think.
It's definitely not going to open before they think. That's for sure.
I don't think it'll be open in June, but I bet. I mean, you look at the pictures. It's coming.
December 22nd is my prediction.
Yeah, Disney summertime. No. December 22nd, you know. Oh, but it's winter now. They do that. They say it's coming summer, and it's like 3 months after summer, but they're like, it's still technically summer.
Dave Adams, the nice favorite parts of the show is when Logan says, okay, like he wants to wrap up, and everyone else keeps talking.
Okay.
All right. That's going to do
well,
it for
then,
this.
Let's,
That's going to do it for this week's show. I'm Logan Seculo.
I'm Will Haynes.
I'm Terry Weaver.
And I'm the Grease. Or just Grease.
Thoughts on the moon landing, real or fake?
Yeah. I'm not the lobster.
You're the Home Depot.
I'm the Home Depot.
We don't have all the information.
We worked on the moon, but maybe it's...
Walt Disney faked everything, including his death.
Oh.
Will Haynes sword.
Walt Disney's frozen on the moon.
It's a weird spot.
And we'll see you on the next show.